Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Don't get too excited here. The Ray Lucia Show starting this hour of Money Power, 844-RAY-SHOW. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Emails, raylucia.com, raylucia.com. Lots of ground to cover in this hour of Money Power. Just got an email in from Edgar. He's thinking about going independent in his job. Wants to know how much money he needs to make over and above what his salary is. I'll get to that, Edgar. It's a good question. I've actually had that in the past. I remember years ago, a fellow was going to work as, I think it was the principal, or they called him like the headmaster of a private school. Headmaster. That's just so much more, I don't know, elegant than you're just a principal. I mean, it paid very, very well. And I remember doing the math, and it was stunning. Stunning, the difference between what he was earning as an independent person, and he was negotiating for pay, how much they needed to pay him in order to compete what he was doing personally. He did ultimately take the job, but I gave him some, I think, pretty good advice. He got a nice six-figure check out of it. But I start today with this. How to survive the crash. What crash, Ray? I don't know. I don't know if the market's going to crash, but certainly there's a lot of people saying it's going to. Although I did report last hour that the odds are in your favor of earning a significant rate of return between now and 9 months from September, whatever month that is. Right? Because what happens after midterms is astonishing. After the midterm elections, regardless of who's in the White House, regardless of who wins, who loses, the market historically has gone up, and gone up significantly. And we're talking about 23% or some astronomical number. But so many people have been writing about the impending crash that I figured I would quote from Stephanie Gresham, and how to survive it. I think it's pretty interesting when we talk about the big-time elephant in the room. And that is the elephant. Here's what Stephanie wrote. The real risk this time around is the scale of investor participation in the market. There are simply many, many more investors in the market today spread across an array of products. Both of those statements very, very true. And I think it portends that we don't know how these many, many individuals are going to react. Actually, I think the education has gotten better and more people are inclined to stay the course. But she goes on to say ETFs were nowhere. in 2007 and now represent more than a third of market trading volume by value. I think the market trading is a little deceptive there because I do believe there are a lot of buy and hold money managers that are using ETFs instead of managed accounts. And I don't see them trading them. Now, clearly, there are a lot of market traders that are trading in ETFs, options traders, and so forth. But I think it's an overstatement to talk about the market trading volume. She goes on, newer, younger investors across generations have been actively courted by robo-firms. That's true. And the number of RIAs, registered investment advisors, skyrocketed. And the big platform players like Fidelity and Schwab have more than doubled in size. This isn't an elephant, she goes on, this is a herd. It's true. I mean, there are a lot of people out there going into the money management business, getting out of the commission-based financial business and going into pay me 1 or 2% per year for the rest of my life business. I think there are advantages and disadvantages to both, as if you've listened to me for years, I have stated. The sobering statistic is that most investors do better when they work with advisors across a market cycle. That is very true and academically proven. But fewer than 20% of investors have regular communication with a financial advisor. Fewer still can say their advisors know them well enough to know their concerns. Boy, this is so true because most individuals have two or three advisors they work with and nobody agrees on anything. Why? Obvious. They want all your money. And I think there's an advantage, by the way, of giving one qualified advisor the entire wallet share versus having two or three that don't agree, unless you can get all two or three of them together and get a consensus on what the strategy is. Otherwise, you're going to be tugged between advisors and perhaps go on your own, and that may be the worst thing you can do. Now, before you reach for the keyboard and slam down negativity. Remember, I'm reading this online. She says, the maiden voyage of the Titanic was a historic moment for all passengers, but a significantly better experience if you found a seat on one of the lifeboats. That's true. More climbers die on Mount Everest while heading back down after they plant the flag than on the ascent. The point being, there are huge benefits to being prepared. So as I mentioned last hour, and I mention almost every day on the air, it's much better to anticipate the crash ahead, hoping for the best, and maybe it never comes, than to get blindsided by a crash. So what shall we do? How do we prepare for the crash that's likely to come when we know that it will arrive, but we can't say when? It could be 5 years from now. It could be 10 years from now. It could be 20 years from now. Remember, a crash is different than a correction. A crash usually is something that is promulgated by a bear market, which is a 20% peak to trough decline. So let's examine where we are today. The market is working on its 10th year in bull territory. Remember, it's March 9th, 2009. December, January, February. We're a quarter away from the 10-year anniversary of this bull. And this bull has generated pretty serious double-digit returns. So it is a good idea to be prepared. What preparations have you made? Have you done any value averaging? Remember what value averaging is. Value averaging is when you have your bucket of stocks. Hopefully it's not your entire bucket of money. But when you have a bucket of stocks and you have built in your expected rate of return, say 10%. Every couple of years when you look at it, if you're expecting 10% a year, and 2 years later you look at it and you did 30, well, you were expecting 20, you did 30, you got 10% of the house's money. You went to Vegas. You're playing blackjack. Not only do you have your money on the table, but you've got a bunch of the house's money on the table. So you scrape a little bit off the top. You put it in your wife's or your husband's purse or handbag or wallet. And when the deck is favorable, that is, there's all kinds of face cards in the shoe and not very many twos and sixes and so forth. You ask your wife for some double down money. That's value averaging. A little better explanation when we come back. Don't go away. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095. $60.95 for your free author submission kit.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Surviving the crash, that's what we're talking about today. Got a whole bunch more on the agenda. I'll finish with this one momentarily here. But you know, if they take a person that's got $1 million, it could be $100,000, it could be $50,000, it could be $250,000, it doesn't matter. But a million's easy to do the math. The typical investor is 60% stock, 40% bond. And I think that's fine. Because when you look at drawdowns, the, you know, in a crash, instead of a 57% peak to trough downside, or drawdown as they're called, like we had in 2008, actually, to be technical, it was October 07 up to March of 09. The peak to trough decline was about 57% in the S&P. But if you were a 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds, that's about a 25% decline. Folks, if you can't take a 25% hit, temporary, usually 3 to 5 years, then you shouldn't be invested in stocks at all. But if you follow my logic with all of this stuff, it's when you diversify with asset classes that don't necessarily correlate with one another, meaning they all don't zig and zag together, just take your 60-40 mix of stocks and bonds. Let's take bonds, 40% in bonds. So bonds do well when interest rates are flat to declining, and they do poorly when interest rates are on the rise. So what can we marry to that bond allocation that do well when interest rates rise? Well, when interest rates are rising, we evaluate that. What does that mean? Well, that means the Federal Reserve is getting a little worried about inflation. What is inflation? Inflation is prices going up. If prices are going up, then whoever manufactures the products that prices are going up has more pricing power. It also probably means that wages are going up, which means people have more money to spend. When prices are going up and when wages are going up, that's usually a sign that the stock market is also going up. So what kind of an investment can I put my money into that will rise with the stock market that doesn't have the stock market losses? You've heard me talk about this before. Don't abandon your bonds. Just slice the 40% down to 20% and split the difference with fixed annuity contracts. They come in lots of different shapes and sizes. But if you want one that will mirror, in terms of how the interest is calculated, the economy, then do a fixed index annuity. If you want one that's going to mirror certificates of deposit, then just do a traditional fixed annuity. If you want to be cute, then do both, just like with your bond portfolio. If you want to be really faint-hearted, you do treasuries and you do intermediate-term government bonds. If you want to be a little cuter and probably earn more, then you do a strategic income fund or a go-anywhere bond fund with a smart bond manager like this Gundlach guy or others, Bill Gross, etc. Or you do both. So now we've created the fixed income side of our portfolio. That's the 40% piece. Then you get to the 60% stock piece. And as you know, I split that up too. I think that real estate, in particular direct owned and cash flowing, should be in that longer term growth bucket, if you will. But if it's cash flowing, it takes a lot of pressure off of your bond portfolio. So again, if you had broken this down on your $1 million, you have $200,000 that's producing bond-like returns, and it will be somewhat sensitive to interest rates, although you would have, in a go-anywhere, you'd have TIPS, you'd have high-yield bonds, you'd have floating-rate bonds, you'd have government bonds, you'd have mortgage bonds, etc. I mean, heck, you might even consider savings bonds. I don't know. And then you'd have another $200,000 in fixed or fixed indexed or both annuity contracts, which give you liquidity of 10% per year. So if you need income, right off the bat, you can take $20,000 from the annuities and probably around $10,000 from the bonds without having to sell shares or close to it. So you've already got $30,000 of, say, a 4% distribution on $1 million of the $40,000 covered with earnings that will not go, will not cause a loss because you don't have to sell shares. The real estate would be another $200,000. And that's going to produce another $10,000 of cash flow. So those three $200,000 blocks get you the income that you might need. Now, I know what you're thinking. You are thinking, well, I'm young. I'm 50 years old. I can have all my money in the stock market, not have to worry about this safe stuff and the income, et cetera, et cetera. I call bunk on that. During the last crash, how many people lost their jobs? How many people lost their health and had to stop working? No, everybody could benefit by having this type of diversification. So you've got 200,000, 200,000, 200,000, there's 400,000 left. And that 400,000 should be broken down into your growth and value stocks, into small and large and domestic and international, emerging markets. So you get broad diversification. And even there, if you needed income, you've got $400,000. The yield on the S&P 500, which I always recommend you reinvest rather than take, but if something happened and you needed the income, there's another almost $10,000 coming in. So what's the moral of this story? The moral of the story is never sell shares if you don't have to for income. And if you design your portfolio correctly and you take a reasonable withdrawal of 3 to 4 to 5%, you likely will not have to sell shares for income, because selling shares when they are on decline, you lose them forever. It's something we refer to as reverse dollar cost averaging. When we come back, more of the Ray Lucia Show. Stick around.
Does your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. biz for you.
This is Biz Talk Radio.
Keep listening to this station or take us on the go by downloading our free smartphone app, Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you to make better money moves. So we're talking about diversification, and then toward the latter part of the last block, I got into this whole concept of dollar cost averaging and reverse dollar cost averaging. I want to make the point quite clear on this because so many people get this wrong. And this is why I do not like systematic withdrawals. Because when you do a systematic withdrawal plan, and I know they can work, and just about everybody does this. I think, you know, 70% of advisors on the planet Earth do SWIPs, systematic withdrawal income plans. And I don't like them because usually markets don't go straight up or straight down. They zig and they zag. And the zigging and the zagging is a good thing when you're buying shares. For example, say you have $1,000 and you buy shares of a mutual fund at $10. You just bought 100 shares. And the shares drop for the next couple of months to $8 a share, a bear market per se. Well, you're buying at $1,000 at $8 a share. That's 125 shares. So in month two, at $8, you accumulate 125 shares. And in month three, another 125 shares. So in total, you have 350 shares. Now you've put in $3,000. If the market bounces back in the next month, if you stop saving, market bounces back, you've got $3,500. You invested $3,000, and the market didn't go up. So what caused your portfolio to go up by $500? I mean, that's a lot, $500 over a three-month period of time. You got 17% or whatever that number is, return on your money in 3 months. It's pretty good. The market didn't go up, but your number of shares went up. That's dollar cost averaging. That's why it's good. That's why everybody in a 401k plan doesn't need to worry about market crashes. In fact, if you are young, you pray for a little market crash and hope you just keep pouring that money in, buying more and more and more and more shares. Now, the reverse is true when you get to retirement. Because if you had that $3,500 and you started to take out $175 a month, you'd have to sell a bunch of shares. At $8 a share, you've got to sell 22 shares. So if you bought at the market went to $8, you sold 22 shares, you pocketed $175. You sold again at $8, you lost another 22 shares, then it goes back to $10, and you only need to sell 17 and a half shares. So you put $525 in your pocket, but it cost you about $625 in shares. So when you're selling shares, there was $100 or so in shares that vanished into thin air because you sold them during months when the share price had gone down. You reverse dollar cost averaged. And that's what I like about segmenting your portfolio, so that you can take income from different silos, or, as I said before the break, if you are diversified enough and can draw enough income, and I emphasize this, principal without having to sell shares that are on the decline. Selling principal from share prices that haven't fluctuated doesn't bother me. But selling principal from share prices that have declined, the so-called sequence of returns risk, is right up there with longevity risk. The two main risks that you are facing, let's make it three main risks that you face in retirement: sequence of returns, longevity, and health care. Yet so many advisors ignore the latter. Nobody wants to talk to you about health care because, golly gee, you're going to take some money out of your portfolio that I won't get paid on if you're going to buy long-term care insurance or one of the hybrid life policies or something. But it is a critical element of risk management in retirement. And, of course, no advisor in their right mind that's a money manager wants you to move money into an annuity when they can charge you 1% to manage your bond portfolio. Yet every study that I've seen pretty much puts annuities and bonds in the same camp in a stable interest rate environment. And in a rising interest rate environment, annuities tend to outperform. In a declining interest rate environment, bonds tend to outperform. Real estate and stocks, once again, one zigging, the other one may be zagging. Sometimes they zig and zag together, but about 25% of the time, not so much. And that's a good thing. Plus, if I sell shares of my stock, even if they could have bought more shares in a declining stock market to drive income, it's much better to take that income from cash flow from direct-owned real estate while I wait for the real estate to appreciate. Remember, in real estate, you'll get a return that probably is similar to stocks, probably not quite as good, maybe over the next 15 years as good. But you get there a little different way. The bulk of your return from real estate comes from cash flow, not appreciation. Those that are buying real estate for appreciation and have negative cash flow, that is a risky proposition. I know there are markets where that has worked out well. I happen to live in one. But generally speaking, I don't like it. I had a conversation with a friend of mine from Texas yesterday, last night actually. And we're talking about the real estate market. He's in the real estate business. And he's talking about, you know, buying apartments and building homes and all that stuff. And I'm saying, you know, based on everything I read and everything I see and hear, the real estate market's getting pricey everywhere, including Texas. But I don't know if you realize this. There are more baby boom kids out there. Remember, you had the baby boom generation, 10,000 people retiring every day. But if you look at the number of individuals under the age of 35 that will be buying homes over the next decade or two, it's stunning. So I see real estate still being a good place to play. Single family homes, sure. Apartments, well, they're pricey. If you can buy them after somebody builds them and they can't get them leased up because so many people are buying homes, or the prices come back down because they're just insane. Real estate prices for apartment buildings, we call that a cap rate in the business. They're like, even in places like Texas, they're 4.5%. That means if you paid cash for them, you'd get a yield of 4.5% and all that risk of real estate that goes with it. Of course, you get the appreciation too. But remember, real estate only appreciates at about the rate of inflation. So if you're expecting a 10, 12, 15% gain on your real estate buying a 4.5% cap property? I don't think so. I think 6.5 is a better expectation. And then you've got to factor in the risk premium. So maybe the single family home thing does work. Real estate markets are local. Now, of course, part of your stock portfolio can also be in real estate. You can buy real estate investment trusts that are publicly traded as part of your equity position. They will not perform the same way as a direct owned property will, although they might correlate a little more closely than, say, small cap stocks. So there you have it. Lesson plan complete for the day. Emails are next, right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. 800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, helping you out here as we do every single day. Emails raylucia.com, raylucia.com. I'm going to go to Edgar's email first because he emailed just before the program started. Ray, love the show. I'm thinking about going independent as an independent contractor, I assume. I earn a salary of around $100K. How much would I need to gross to break even with my job? Well, let's see. A couple things you need to think about. One is you're now self-employed. So self-employed individuals, you have lots of different things to contend with. I don't know what kind of business you're in, but let's go through some of them. Social Security, first one that comes to mind. Remember, as an individual, you pay 7.65% of your paycheck in Social Security. When you are self-employed, you're both the employer and the employee, which means you get to double that. So that's Social Security, about $7,500. Plus, there's some other taxes, unemployment and other stuff. Let's just round it up to 10 grand, all right? Now, there's also health insurance. How much is your company paying for your health insurance? Probably 10 grand. It's another 10,000 bucks. I mean, health insurance is expensive. That Obamacare stuff is not cheap. Then there's 401k. Do you get a match? Do you get a freebie? Let's say there's 5,000 bucks there. So I'm up to 25,000 already. Most people get vacation, paid vacation, right? I don't know if you've been there a long time, probably get 4 weeks. To you, that's like $8,000. Remember, you don't get to take a vacation when you are self-employed. And if you do, that's money coming out of your bank account, right? So that's another 8,000 bucks. I'm up to around $33,000. I don't know. 35 grand, we'll call it. So you need about 35% more money to go self-employed. Now, there are some benefits of going self-employed, and there's clearly some risks. Because, oh, I got to add to the cost. What about disability coverage? Usually you got a short-term, at least, disability plan from your work. They don't cut you off the day you get sick or disabled. You're going to have to buy disability insurance. You're going to have to buy business interruption insurance. You're going to have other insurances that are probably going to cost you another $4,000 or $5,000 a year. So we're really at about, 40% more? Now, that's going to be offset by the fact that you've got some freedom. Come and go as you please. You're the boss. Well, when I went self-employed, my wife was still the boss. Still is today. 45 years later, she's still the boss of everything. And I'm cool with that because I don't want to be a boss anymore. I was a boss of 100 people once upon a time, and I hated every day of it. I mean, I loved the people, But, you know, you hate having to terminate people. You hate all the games that some employees play. And they all do it. Anyway, enough on that. But you've got some potential tax benefits. For example, Edgar, if your wife's got a really good job and you're in your 50s, you could set up a corporation, set up a defined benefit plan, save a bunch of that Social Security money, put a ton of money into a defined Benny or a cash balance plan, or stay as a self-employed, hire your underage 18 kids, pay them. They can pay for their own college with their own money, and they get a $12,000 exemption each. So I can think of ways to make it more profitable for you. And the one thing I always loved about being self-employed, did I put that in the past tense? I should say love. This is a self-employed job for me, but it's not like work. This is fun. But one thing I've always loved when I actually had a real job is the fact that I could work harder, I could work smarter, I could work longer, and I could control my own destiny. Income-wise, time to take to coach the kids' basketball teams. I kick myself for not doing more of that, by the way. I wasn't very good at the time off thing. Got to be honest. I did have a 2-year stint where I actually had a paycheck. A company hired me to do some work for almost 2 years. And it was actually pretty cool, man. I got to think and I got to be creative so that when I went back in business, I was a lot smarter as a businessman. So sometimes those sabbaticals can help. It certainly helped me. But I love entrepreneurship, Edgar. God bless. Good luck to you. I'd say 40% more money. How's that? Susan, did I hear you say you lose your 401k to your ex-spouse if you die and your kids don't get anything? No, Susan. This was a couple of weeks ago I talked about this. It's been a while now. So here's what happens. When you are married and you have a 401k plan, your spouse is deemed to be the beneficiary. So if you get divorced and you have a 401k plan and you name your kids as the beneficiary and you die, your kids will get that money. The problem arises, Susan, when you find some tall, dark, and handsome hunk who sweeps you off your feet and you decide to marry the dude. The day you tie that knot, the rules change on your 401k. Because if you get hit by a bus, your new husband gets the money, not the children. Unless post-nuptially, prenuptial doesn't work here, unless post-nuptially you get the dude to sign the form that says he disclaims any part of that 401k if you die. A will doesn't do it. A trust doesn't do it. You need to have a direct beneficiary designation to the kids. That will do it. See a lawyer, and a really good one at that, that understands retirement planning. I'm out of time. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure you do it again mañana. Now go out and make it a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at...
America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.